Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel, and welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. Once again, coming to you from heavy Montreal. We are recording this episode on the second day of the festival, which is July 28th, 2019. It has been just an incredible day. So many great bands, including the great Sabatini, who I just saw play on, forget the name of the stage.
The Garden Stage.
Garden Stage, and that is Sean from the Great Sabatini. We're going to talk with him in 1 second. And after my chat with Sean, we're going to hear from Al from Mountain Dust and also Ryan from Municipal Waste. So stay tuned for those interviews here on Talking Metal. Sean, I saw 80% of your set. Great, great stuff.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that.
And I'm ashamed to admit that I don't really... Prior to coming here to Montreal, I didn't really know much about your band, and it was a great introduction. So for the Talking Metal listeners who might not know much about you guys, can you give us just a brief 2-3 minute history on the band?
Sure. We started in 2007, and it was just kind of a case of a bunch of us who'd been playing in various bands. A bunch of bands broke up conveniently at a time. I mean, at the time you're like bummed out, you're like, oh, my band's done. But then we all kind of found each other, and we've just been working nonstop, like just lots of recordings, lots of touring. All that's kind of slowing down at this point because we're older, and we've been doing it for almost 12 years. Wow. Together. So and we all have adult lives and commitments, families and careers, but it's still a very important part of our lives, and we still try to do it as much as we can and as good as we can, even though I feel like we are kind of an obscure thing. Like, our sound is a little...
It's unique.
Thank you. It's a little left of center. I think once people see us play, they can connect to our energy quicker. I feel like the crowd responded pretty good to us today. So, it's been a hard road in terms of trying to get people to feel what we're doing, because we're a little off the beaten path. But, then you do a show like this and you see people, like I saw people like connecting, going like, oh, cool, I can get into this,
Absolutely. And look, I want to talk about the style of music you do. But first, the one thing that I thought was so badass was your guitar, dude. It looks like a slab of wood cut kind of like a telly shape. But what kind of guitar is that? What is that, homemade or something? It looks awesome.
Thank you. It is homemade.
Sounds awesome.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
It's homemade. You made that yourself?
I didn't make it myself, but it was homemade. There's a guy named Joe Egan, and he used to play in a band called Tugnut with our drummer Steve many years ago. And when my old band would play with Tugnut, me and Joe would bond over our love of Telecasters, and I was discovering baritone guitars, which Joe played baritone guitars at the time. And when Tugnut broke up and then Steve wound up joining our band, our new band, together, this one, Joe started building guitars. And he said, hey, how about I build you a Tele-styled baritone? And I took him up on that, and it's a big chunk of swamp ash. One pickup, one volume knob, very low maintenance, puts up with my abuse. And it sounds like the roof is coming down, you know?
Yeah, great sound for sure. And the sound of the band, as I was watching you guys, I was like, where do these guys fit in, you know, genre-wise? Everything is so, everyone wants to always throw a label on stuff, you know, it's stoner, it's doom, it's metalcore, it's death metal. I mean, where do you guys fit in? What would you consider your style of music? Or how have you heard you guys classified by other people?
It's really hard to classify ourselves because we love a lot of different kinds of things, you know? And, I mean, like, somehow my love of the Beatles is sneaking into our music in some way as much as my love of, like, Napalm Death or something like that. So, but people tend to apply... when we started, it was a lot of the doom and sludge application that people put onto us, which is cool, because we were slow and sludgy. But we kind of mixed things up, and lately people put the noise rock thing on us, which is cool too, because I love a lot of that stuff. But we're clearly on the more metallic side of the noise rock, like the Melvins or stuff like that, you know? So that I think that's a long way of explaining what we sound like, because it's hard to kind of pin us down, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So what does 2020 look like for you guys? Any plans?
No plans as of yet. We have some touring... excuse me, my voice is cracking because I was...
Yeah, you were screaming on stage like a maniac.
I sound like a 14-year-old. We have some touring to do this year, still in the fall. It was just announced that we're going to do the 20th anniversary show for Kenwode in Winnipeg, and that's going to... We haven't announced the rest of the dates, but shortly we're going to be announcing that that's going to be like a Western Canada tour, and then it's going to be kind of... Because we've just been promoting Goodbye Audio, our newest album, for the last 6 months, and... So for the rest of this year, we're just going to keep promoting that record and then kind of slow down and try to get our lives sorted and start writing the next album.
Cool. Well, we're looking forward to that, and we encourage all the Talking Metal listeners to check you guys out. There's a Facebook page.
There is, yeah. I think it's Facebook.com/TheGreatSabatini.
Is that the best place, or do you have a website or Twitter or something else that you prefer?
Instagram is something that I try to keep on top of. It's at The Great Sabatini. Facebook is synced to that, so if you follow us on Facebook, you'll get anything that I post on Instagram. We do have a website, a Bandcamp page, thegreatsabatini.bandcamp.com, where you can get the stuff or listen to it, you know, but we're all over the internet, so...
What can we play for the Talking Metal listeners to take us out of the interview here?
If I had to pick a song, my current favorite would probably be one called You're Gonna Die Unsatisfied. That was one of our tunes that I'm fond of.
Let's do it right now on Talking Metal. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And guys, after this song, stay tuned, because we're going to get right into my interview with Ryan Waste of Municipal Waste, also recorded here at Heavy Montreal. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Mark Striegel of Talking Metal, and we are here in Montreal at Heavy Montreal with Ryan Waste of Municipal Waste, who's getting ready to take this stage, real soon, right, man?
Yeah, man, we can't wait.
When did you get into town?
We got in this afternoon. We cruised right through the border, which is rare.
Right.
Sometimes there's we drove ourselves in our van trailer, and sometimes there's metal fans that work the border, and that was the case today.
Oh, was it really? Yeah. So what happens?
Canadians are, like, born and bred hard rockers, so you just got to kind of shoot the shit with them a little bit, and usually it's smooth. It's probably an exciting part of the day for them, you know, if they like the band. Sometimes you got to pretend you like crappier bands. Be like, the guy actually knew his shit at the border.
Oh, cool. Wow. That's,
he knew
that's
who we
awesome.
Were. Yeah.
Cool. And you guys have played the festival before,
yeah,
right?
I want to say it was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
And
that the Metallica year?
It was the Metallica year.
I was here,
Was that 5 or 4?
That was 2014, I believe. So that's five.
We'll never forget it. The catering blew me away. I thought it was because Metallica was here, but apparently we just ate.
Year.
That's just how it is. And I miss Metal Church to eat the catering. So that way.
And
I love Metal Church. So sorry, guys.
Right on. So let's talk about what's going on with the band. You got a new tour happening in the fall with Napalm Death.
Yeah.
Which should be insane.
Those are our buddies, man. Yeah, we can't wait.
And the thing, I was on your Facebook page and was dying laughing at Gilbert Gottfried, man. First, he doesn't have the thing framed right. He's mispronounced. I mean, that was really funny. How do you get him to do that? Do you just pay him, I guess?
You do pay him, yeah. Right. That comes at a fee. We found this thing. I guess this is going to be a plug for this site now. But we were really bored in Europe riding around in the bus, and we found this thing called Cameo.
Okay.
And it's, you can pay a celebrity X amount of money. They set the rate.
Yeah.
And we were like, I'm a big Up All Night, USA Up All Night, hard
Rhonda Shear and Gilbert Gottfried.
Right, and then I think it was like Tony and I were just talking, and it was like, oh, we got to get him to do it.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he delivered. It was as weird as it could have been.
Right.
I think it just was so unexpected to people, they just blew their minds. And that's what we were going for, so.
Yeah, no, it
got
was.
Got to say Hail Satan, it was fun.
Yeah, it was great. And that was to announce the second LA show, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's with my girlfriend's band, Blade Killer. And,
cool.
She's like, when are we gonna announce the show? I was like, wait, it's gonna be worth it,
right?
Because we already had the one.
And, yeah.
That's a good way to introduce it.
And the last album was Slime and Punishment back in 2017. Still fairly new, I guess. Are you thinking about another album at this point, or is it still?
Yeah, we got a new EP coming out.
And cool.
I can give you an exclusive on it.
Yeah,
it's gonna come out this fall.
Let's do it.
For that tour, I can't give you the name yet, but we got a new EP, so four songs,
nice.
Yeah,
cool.
We a little something to hold you over because we made you wait 5 years between the last two.
Right on. And where was this recorded?
We record ourselves. Like Phil, our bass player, has gotten really good at engineering, and then we just kick it down to our friend in Florida. This guy Rob Caldwell mixed it, and then our buddy from Toxic Holocaust, Joel, mastered it. So
cool.
We kind of just do it in house,
and that'll be on Nuclear Blast.
Yeah, be on the Blast. Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. And when you're not making music, besides drinking beer, what keeps you busy?
I've been writing a screenplay actually.
For
a heavy metal horror movie. It's been something I've been working on for the last 5 years, and teamed up with that guy Norman Cabrera who did our last video, the Slime and Punishment title track video.
Yeah.
So if that gives you any indication.
The party video?
No, not the party one. This is the one that kid in the video store.
Okay, right.
And we do like a video drone thing where the tape gets stuck in his stomach and stuff. Maybe you haven't seen it.
I haven't.
You need to check it out. It's Slime and Punishment. Norman Cabrera directed it. He's done like stuff for Rick Baker. He's an effects guy, but he's a metalhead.
Yeah.
Me and him became friends, and we're writing. I've been writing a movie for 5 years, and I just signed him on to help me out with it.
Cool.
Get some 35 years experience in it, so it'll be my first thing I'm going to direct. And
so this is happening. It's going to go into production.
It's going down. Yeah, we're putting the finishing touches on the script, really, and then it's just a matter of money with movies, man.
Yeah.
So we'll see if I can get some funding.
Good luck.
That's basically all it takes.
Good luck. It sounds awesome. And here's a couple generic questions. What would surprise people about you?
I don't always listen to thrash metal.
I'm
like a big fan of like AOR, like old like movie montage, like dad. I guess people call it some dad rock stuff, but
yacht rock or
like that, like keyboard
Ambrosia
heavy stuff.
Ambrosia.
I love Ambrosia. Yeah. You know, Survivor would be the most mainstream one, okay. But there's, you know, like Joe Lynn Turner or something, like the yeah. soft stuff from Rainbow. Like, right. Yeah, yeah. I put my headphones on in the bus after a show. It's like I kind of got to come down, you know?
Right, right on.
So I keep it soft, man.
Cool. And guitars, amps, pedals, what kind of gear are you using?
I'm really straightforward, man. Yeah. I mean, I use a 86 Marshall, this JCM, it's got gain in it. I mean, Marshalls are tricky. You got to find one that's got like it's beat up already and it right. sounds raw. And just a tube screamer into that. So real right. simple. Tuner pedal, that's it.
And organic.
Tuners just for stops, just for clean stops.
Right on. And no Kempers or anything like this.
Dude,
so many
I'm
people.
I'm not a gear nerd. It's like if something works for me, I'll use it till the day I die, basically.
Cool. What's your earliest musical memory?
Man, my parents were really into the Beatles, so
right.
Beatles records probably.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then, I have a weird one. I remember the first record I remember putting on myself was like a Murray Head single, "One Night in Bangkok."
Oh,
like,
right,
you know,
right,
that
right.
Bangkok,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
Oriental
sure.
City.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a weird dance funky
yeah.
tune. I remember me and my brother used to put that 45 on all the time,
right.
And I found it at my parents' house and still have it. I got a big record collection, so
I remember the video for that.
Like, it's a
yeah,
funny one.
Yeah, there
man.
Was like a chessboard or something. I guess,
yeah, like an oversized
yeah.
chessboard. Yeah,
yeah.
It's still a cool tune.
Very cool. Well, we're psyched to see you play Heavy Montreal today. Again, Ryan from Municipal Waste. Are you on Twitter or?
Instagram's the thing I'm at Ryan Waste on Instagram. That's
right,
probably
cool.
What I do most of my socializing with robots.
Awesome. Cool. Well, we look forward to the new EP you said coming this fall.
Yeah,
that's
this October, yeah.
Perfect. Great. And great. Have a great set today and good luck with the tour with Napalm Death.
Right on, man. Thanks.
Alright, that was You're Cut Off by Municipal Waste here on Talking Metal. Again, coming to you from Heavy Montreal, so much great stuff going on here. Right now we're going to check out a little Mountain Dust, and then hear from Al from Mountain Dust, an interview I recorded at Heavy Montreal, and that'll take us out. Alright guys, stay tuned for more coverage from Heavy Montreal.
We pass through the gates of famine. Now the same.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel, and we are here still at Heavy Montreal. So many great bands, so many great performances. Anthrax was just inducted into the Hall of Heavy Metal History. And now we are sitting down with Al from a band called Mountain Dust. You guys are a local band, right?
We are, yeah. We're from Montreal. Yep.
And have you played the festival before?
Not Mountain Dust hasn't, no.
Right.
No. I did with a band a few years ago, like a different band.
Right.
But yeah, this is our first year. Yeah.
Awesome. Tell us a little history behind the band for people who don't know Mountain Dust. Can you fill us in on the brief 2-minute bio of the band?
Yes. So we've been a band about 6 years. We had a different lineup when we started because the two founding members of our band are our singer and the singer of the band Barnburner. They were from Montreal, Kevin Keegan. So they started the band together and then just writing songs on acoustics. And then I joined in shortly afterwards, and then I introduced them to Blair, our drummer. And then Kevin moved back to Vancouver. So that is when we got Pat in the band, and he brought in the lap steel and the organ. Before that, it was two guitars, so that really changed our sound. And that was about a year and a half into it. So for the last 4.5 years, it's been our current lineup.
And because you have so many different musical influences in the band, like, it's hard to classify you guys into a certain genre. What genre, like, of everything's so subdivided now? Do you try to segregate yourself into any specific subgenre of hard rock, metal?
I don't think we've ever tried to come up with a subgenre or a label, but other people do a lot, and so we've sort of taken our favorites from what other people have said, and if we need to submit a genre, we'll use one of those. Like, somebody said stoner soul one time, or like,
that's a good one. Stoner soul.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. And just like, you know, what's some other ones? Like, fuzzy blues, and just, you know, things like that. People sort of combine and make their own genres, and then, like, when we hear something that we like, we run with that.
Cool. Let's talk a little bit about your musical history going way back. What are some of your first musical memories as a youngster?
A youngster?
Yes, for you personally.
For me personally, well, my father plays music a lot. He sang in the church choir, and he's also a music teacher. So he teaches like trumpet and trombone and things like that. And so I was always interested in music, and I remember begging my parents for piano lessons when I was 5 years old. And yeah, so I started playing piano when I was 5, just, you know, watching my dad play, and he played guitar as well. And so that was basically it, just sort of seeing, you know, my father do it and being interested in that. Right. That way, yeah.
Cool. And when you're not doing music, what keeps you busy?
Work, and I got a puppy about a year ago.
Oh, awesome. Nice. Yeah, we just got a puppy in February. Oh, they're a lot of work, man.
They are a lot of work, but they're so worth it. I remember asking my fiance, I was like, how many more puppies do you think you could have in your lifetime? Because she was saying, oh, so much work, so much work. She said, maybe like 2 or 3 more in my lifetime. Right. And I was saying, I think I could be in a perpetual state of puppy. I think I could always have a... There's so much work, but just the reward is so great, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear you. And what kind of dog is it?
It is a mini golden doodle. So it's about... Oh, okay. It's like a little fluffy thing, about 30 pounds, and it's cute as a button, yeah.
Yeah, and they don't shed much, right?
They don't shed at all. I find more of my hair around the apartment than my dog's hair, yeah.
Right on. Cool. So back to Mountain Dust. What is the plan moving forward? What does 2020 look like for you guys?
We've started work on our third album. We've started demoing songs, and we have about 20 or so that we've demoed now. So we'll, you know, grab a handful of those and probably work on our next record. We're probably going to, you know, try to book something for the spring, like some... like another tour, maybe Europe or maybe around Canada, or we're not, I don't know if we've said anything too solid, but a new album, hopefully, and then a lot of shows, hopefully.
Are you working with a certain label?
We've been working with Cosmic Artifacts in Germany for the last 2 records, and they've been really great for us over in Europe. We don't have any representation or anything over here in Canada, so I don't know. We're kind of shopping around at this point, I guess.
Free agents.
Yeah, exactly. Seeing if, you know, if anyone's interested in helping us out, if anyone's into the music as much as we are, and, you know, if they believe in it as much as we do, then we can hopefully work together and make something great.
Cool. And there are just dozens and dozens of bands at Heavy Montreal 2019. Are there any any of them that rise to the top as ones like, hey, I got to go check out their set?
Yeah, for sure. For me, well, we just heard Fu Manchu from, like, they're just playing on a stage over there. Yeah,
we caught about half of their set. Just amazing.
Yeah, I was excited to see them again. I'm looking forward to seeing Slash play again. He's always so much fun to watch. He has so much style and charisma with the way he plays. I love it. So I'm excited to watch his set. And Slayer, of course. Anthrax, I'm excited to see. I've never seen Anthrax, so.
Wow. You're in for a treat. They're always great. So to take us out here, what tune could we play for the Talking Metal listeners by Mountain Dust?
That's a good question. I would say the song White Bluffs. White Bluffs would be a good one. It's from our most recent album, Seven Storms.
Cool, let's do it right now on Talking Metal. Make sure you support Mountain Dust. Go buy this track on iTunes or stream it on Spotify. Support the guys. Give them a like on Facebook. You're on Facebook, right? I was at the Facebook page earlier.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to find. It's just Google Mountain Dust and you'll find it.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Al.
Thank you very much for having me.